We continue Beis Hashem Yisbarach, our series of shiurim about mistakes that are made in Shemoneh Esrei regarding Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGoshem. In our previous shiur, we primarily focused on a situation where somebody said Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGoshem in the summer, where the Gemara says it's a Simen Klala. In our shiur now, we're going to focus more, but we're going to bring all of these halachas, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, all together. What is the halacha if in the winter you did not say Moed HaGeshem? So the Rabbi says that there is a difference between someone who skipped saying Moed HaGeshem in the winter versus somebody who says Moed HaGeshem in the summer. He says, whereas, if someone says Moed HaGeshem in the summer, as we just said, it's a Simen Klala, the way to correct that is by going back to the beginning of the bracha. And as we quoted, in fact, in the previous year, according to the Rambam, you shouldn't just go back to the beginning of the bracha, you should even go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Because you said something that doesn't belong there, and you have to correct it by saying it now right. Whereas, says the Ravya, if you didn't say Moed HaGeshem in the winter, at any point that you remember that you were supposed to say Moed HaGeshem and you didn't say it, that is enough that it should be considered that you corrected your mistake. However, the Mishnah Berurah does make a point. Even though we're quoting now the Ravya, and that is the halacha, as we'll soon see, that any time, any place that you add Moed HaGeshem, and we'll speak more what any place means, it's acceptable. You shouldn't say it after V'nemen ato lahach yois meisim, Baruch ato Hashem mechai ha-meisim. Because there's halacha, we learned the Masechta Brachos, that you always have to say me'ein ha-chasima samach la-chasima. You have to say something that's similar to the end of the bracha before you say the bracha. So if you're going to insert after you said v'nemen ato lahach yois meisim, then you're going to say mashruach ha-marid ha-geshem, it turns out that you interrupted between the Emen Atalach Yos Mesim and the Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaya Mesim, which you shouldn't do. And therefore, you should repeat, at least you should make sure that those should be the last words before you say, the Emen Atalach Yos Mesim should be the last place that you the last words you say before Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaya Meisim. The Rosh also quotes the Ravya that says that if you said even the Baruch Mechaya Meisim and you didn't, and you realize that you didn't say Mash Baruch Amarit HaGeshem, so he says the halacha is as long as you did not yet begin Atah Kadosh, you don't have to go back. Just say over there, Mashav Ruach Amarit HaGeshem, and say at the Kadosh afterwards. And the Makar for this halacha is based on the Gemara in Masechta Brachos, Daf Mem Tes on the base, that says that if somebody didn't say Yal V'Yavoy on Rosh Chodesh in Birchas HaMazon, and he recognizes and he remembers that he didn't say the Yal of Yavoy before he began the Birchas HaToiv HaMeitiv, he should say at that point, Baruch Shnosan Rosh HaKadosh L'Am Yisrael Zikaroin, the entire Nusach, which is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, and not have to go back. The Bi'a Alocha, however, and we'll discuss this more also, says that even though this is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, he says, if you said, Baruch Ata Hashem Chaya Meisim. So indeed, at that point, say Mash Ruach Marda Geshem, if you haven't begun Ata Kadosh. But says the Mishnah Berurah, if you recognize before you said, you just said the words Baruch Ata Hashem, and you didn't say the end of the bracha, he feels, and this is a big discussion in the Paiskim, but it is the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah to rather say Lamdeni Chukecha and go back to the second brach of the Shemoneh Esrei rather than finishing Baruch Ata Hashem Chaya Meisim and then saying Mash Ruach Marda Geshem. As I said, many Paiskim, including Ramosha and the Shailos Atshuvos Igros Moshe, Chelek Eirachayim, Chelek Dalid, Simen Tzadik Gimel, disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah, because he says he's not that satisfied with this entire saying, Lamdeni Chukecha, in the middle of a Shemoneh Esrei. So if there is no other choice, even though it's not clear that Ramosha would ever agree to it, maybe he would be lenient. But in this case, where we have an option of saying Mash Baruch HaMarda Geshem after saying Baruch Ata Hashem Chaya Meisim, that is certainly preferable. Tosfos, over here, quotes a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that if somebody didn't say Marid HaGeshem during saying Ata Gibor, even though he didn't remember, he has still an option to say it by Shmei Tefillah. And the Yerushalmi brings a raya, because just like the halacha is that if somebody didn't say the same Talmota, for example, in the Shemoneh Esrei, he could fix it by saying it during Shmei Tefillah. Says the Yerushalmi, so too is the halacha if somebody omitted saying Mash V'ruach U'marid HaGeshem, he could correct it during Shemei Tefillah. And the way the Ritva explains the Yerushalmi, he says, Shela, asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something is something we need much more than saying a Haskara. So if by Shela the halacha is, and there's no disagreement about this, that the halacha is, you could say it during Shemei Tefillah. Haskara, certainly, he says, should have that halacha. However, the Rishonim disagree. And they say that only regarding Saint Talmoter can we correct having not said it by saying it by Shemei Tefillah. Because Shemei Tefillah is a bracha where we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our different needs. So saying the same Talmud Mutar during Shemei Tefillah is most appropriate. However, the Haskara, Mash V'ruach HaMarid HaGeshem, doesn't belong over there. And since it doesn't belong over there, it can't be. You can't correct your mistake by saying it over there. And indeed, that is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. As we said, once you started at the Kadosh, you have to go back to the beginning of the Tefillah. You can't correct it by saying it during Shemei Tefillah. Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi that even though we learned now that if during the winter somebody did not say Mashav Baruch HaMarid HaGeshem, we make him repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, that is only in a situation where he didn't say anything in its place. However, if you said Moirid HaTal, which is the minig of Nusach Svard, that will take the place of having said Mash V'ruach HaMarid HaGeshem. The question is, why? So the Beis Yosef explains that of course what's appropriate is to say Mash V'ruach HaMarid HaGeshem. The Marid HaGeshem, of course, is much more important because as our Gemara teaches us, there are times where the Geshem doesn't come. But the Tal, the Gemara says, is Loi Netzar. So we can't compare, says the Beis Yosef, the greatness of rain to the greatness of Tal. Still, it is some sort of a Shvach, and it's something that the world needs. And since it's a Shvach, and something the world needs, it's adequate. The Taz explains that the reason why Mashiv Ruach HaMayor HaGeshem is said during the Bracha of Mechai HaMesim, because the Gemara says in Masech the Brachas, that Flamed Gimel Amid Aleph, that Geshamim Chayim Loilam, Geshamim also bring life to the world. Tal, says the Taz, also has that ability. And since Tal has that ability, b'di'evid, if you said Tal, instead of saying Geshem, it's acceptable. What would be the Nafkamina? So the Prima Godim says the Nafkamina between these two Terutzim is, let's say you didn't say Moira Tal, you didn't say Moira Geshem, but you said Mashav Ruach. According to the Beis Yosef, that our entire goal is that you should say Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you said Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore b'di'evid it's fine. Whereas, according to the Taz, you have to say a Shvach that is connected to Tcheis HaMesim. So as we just quoted the Gemara Masech the Brachas, Geshem is connected to Tcheis HaMesim. Tal is connected to Tcheis HaMesim. But Mashva Ruach is not. And therefore, the Aloch is that you don't, that saying Mashva Ruach according to the Taz would be inadequate. The Aloch is indeed in, according to this Yerushalmi. And therefore the Aloch is if during the winter, instead of saying Mashva Ruach Amarid HaGeshem, you said Amarid HaTal, you are fine. However, the Paiskim say that b'di'evid, if you recognize that you made a mistake, you should certainly say Amarid HaGeshem. Furthermore, even if you recognized your mistake before, after you said the Bracha Mechai HaMesim, but you haven't yet said Ata Kadosh. So as we spoke earlier, until you say Ata Kadosh, it's not considered that you started something new. Therefore, the halacha will be that you should say Mashiv Ruach HaMayor HaGeshem at that point. Why? It's very understandable. Because you want to do what's right, and until you say Ata Kadosh, just like you could correct having omitted Mashiv Ruach HaMayor HaGeshem until you start Ata Kadosh, even if you said Mayor HaTal, that's l'chatchili what you should do. The Ramban says, this is only regarding the Shvach of Hashem. Where, as we just learned, if instead of saying Mashiv Ruach HaMayor HaGeshem, you said Mayor HaTal, but the Evid, it's acceptable. But what about if in Baruch Aleinu, if you did not say the same Talmoter, you only spoke about the Tal, their halach is that you would have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. And the reason is very understandable. As we just quoted, especially the opinion of the Beis Yosef, our goal is to give a Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So by saying Mayur HaTal, you're giving a Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, b'di'evid, that's acceptable. But when you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you need to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what you truly need. And therefore, if you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you don't ask for rain when you need rain, the halacha is that you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. And that is indeed the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, like the Rambam, like the Ramban. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Yod Dalet, Sif Hey, the Shulchan Aruch says, "B'mayis hagishamim, during the winter, im loy amar mayir hageshem, if you didn't say mayir hageshem, machzir nesoy, you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei." However, says the Shulchan Aruch, "Hani milish lehis katal, if you didn't say tal, avol emhiska tal, if you did say tal, emachzir nasoi, then you need not repeat the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch continues in Sifov. B'medvar mamurim, shemachzir nasoi, when do we say they have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei? Shlama b'maisa g'shem ma'irat ha'geshem, when you didn't say in the winter ma'irat ha'geshem, that's when you finished the entire bracha and you began the next bracha. Then the halacha is you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Avlam niska kodim shesayim habracha. If you remember before you completed the bracha, yoyim v'makom shenisker. But as we said earlier on the shir, not between the words of anamen atolach yos mesim and the bracha. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. Vafilam saim habracha. You finished mechaya mesim. V'nisker kodim shesichal at the kodesh, and you recognize before you said at the kodesh that you didn't say ma'ir ageshem. Ain't tzarich lachzor. You need not repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. El oima mashvaruch ma'ir ageshem. Say mashvaruch ma'ir ageshem at that point. B'loy chasima. Just say it over there. Without anything else. And here the Mishnah Berura says his psak that we quoted earlier, that if you didn't remember after you said Mechaya Mason, but rather you remembered in the middle of your saying Baruch Atah Hashem, and as you finish saying Baruch Atah Hashem, that's when you recognize that you didn't say Ma'arid HaGeshem. Says the Mishnah Berura, say Lamdeini Chukecha, and then go back, and then say Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaya Mason. But as we quoted earlier, there are many Paiskim led by Reb Moshe and the Shalos HaTshuvos Egros Moshe Chelek Dalet Siman Tzad Gemel that disagree. And they say that especially in this case, and now let's work this through. In this case, if you haven't yet said at the Kaddish, the Shulchan Aruch tells us you could still say Mash Ruach Amar Hageshem. So here, by saying Lamdeini Chukecha, in a place in the Shemoneh Esrei where it certainly doesn't belong, and like Reb Moshe says, it's like saying Pesukah. The Rashi uses a very interesting marshal. He says it's like saying Pesukah de Zimra in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Would anybody assume that you could say Pesukah de Zimra in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? Says Reb Moshe, the same thing here. So here you have a choice. You could say Baruch Atah Hashem Chaya HaMeisim and then say Mashiruach Ma'arid HaGeshem. Whereas in the case that we spoke about before, where you said Ma'ir HaGeshem in the summer, if you're going to say Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaya HaMeisim, what will happen is you're going to have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. So it could be there's a very big nafkamina. Here I have an option of avoiding saying Lamdeini Chukecha, and as we're saying, the Paiskim clearly indicate that saying Lamdeini Chukecha in the middle of a Shemoneh Esrei is certainly not a tachila situation. Whereas here, so here where you have an option, maybe don't do it. In that case, where you had an option, maybe you should say Mechaya Mesim and then say Mashiruach Amarid Hageshem. And this question really hinges on something that we discussed in a previous year, and that is, how does the halacha look at saying extraneous words during the Shemoneh Esrei? If it's not such a big problem, so we could understand the Mishnah Berura's psak. If, however, saying these extraneous words during the Shemoneh Esrei really is inappropriate, then we should maybe make at least the dichotomy that we made. Many Paiskim agree with the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah. It's the opinion of the Kaf HaChayim and the Ketzos HaShulchan. I saw the Deborah Tzina Rav and Shalos Tshuvos Be'er Moshe, Chelek Dalid, Simen Yud Ches, Rav Avad Yosef, all agree with the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Now there's a question. What about if he didn't just say Baruch Atah Hashem? He also said Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaye. He didn't say Hamesim, but he said Mechaye. There's a very big question amongst the Paiskim. What would the Mishnah Berurah say in such a situation? Will he say, since I didn't complete the Bracha, I could still say Lamdeni Chakecha? Or, once I said Mechaye, that's already too much, and therefore the halacha is that I should say Mechaye Mason, and at that point, go back to the earlier. So that part, we would have a question what to do. And really here too, it's very much connected to the discussion we just had. If it's a situation where I skipped saying Mayrit HaGeshem, it would seem to me that here, where you didn't just say Baruch Atah Hashem, you said Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaye, the halacha should be, finish saying Mason, and then say Mashu Baruch Mayrit HaGeshem. Whereas, if you are in the winter, if you're in the summer, where you said Mashu Baruch Mayrit HaGeshem, which you shouldn't have, and if now you're going to say Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaye, you're going to have to go back to the beginning of the Shemone Esrei. Here it seems that rather say Lamdeni Chakecha, and you won't have to go back to the beginning of the Shemone Esrei. It'll be enough that you should just have to go back to the beginning of Atah Gibor, and not have to go back to the beginning of the Shemone Esrei. It's also important to point out that when we look in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah says that all of this discussion is very much connected. This is Mishnah Berurah in Devar Maskil and Sayim HaBracha. It's very much connected to the situation, the position of the Rabbah, that it's enough to go back to Atah Gibor. But according to the opinions of the Rambam and the Gra, that you have to go back to the beginning of the Shemone Esrei, it may be entirely different. There's one more Bir Halacha I'd like to quote. The Bir Halacha says that this discussion is only during the week. Whereas on Friday night, he says, the Rav Akiva Eiger makes an interesting observation. The Halacha is, if somebody Friday night did not say Shemone Esrei, he could be yotze Shemone Esrei by saying the Bracha Magen Avos or hearing it from the Baal Tefillah. Now, when we say the Bracha Magen Avos or the Baal Tefillah, rather says the Bracha Magen Avos, obviously there is no Mashal Ruach Magen HaGeshem in that Bracha. Therefore, says Rav Akiva Eiger, it should be no worse if you didn't say it than if you were going to rely on the Magen Avos. And therefore, perhaps, says Rav Akiva Eiger, you don't have to repeat Shemone Esrei on Friday night if you skipped or made a mistake with Mashal Ruach Mayrit HaGeshem. We will perhaps be able to understand Rav Akiva Eiger what are the questions involved in our coming Shia. Amitzah Hashem.